Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on off the ball.
All you want to do is just play football, and it's the greatest joy in the world. And then I sometimes get caught up in thinking it's a job.
Of course,
it is a job, but it's really not. It's a game of football at the end of the day, and it's when I'm sitting there and after a bad result or whatever, and then you're like, you know what, this is supposed to be fun.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look ahead to Ireland's crucial World Cup qualifier against Portugal at the Aviva tonight. We'll hear from Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson and defender Dara O'Shea and get the view from Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo, who's probably in Dublin for his final appearance, which has allowed him to catch up with some old friends. But first, Ireland against Portugal at the Aviva tonight. The boys in green will know what's required by the time the 7:45 kickoff comes around. Ireland could lose the game if Hungary don't beat Armenia in Yerevan. That game starts at 5:00. Ireland have 4 points from 4 games after their win over Armenia and draw with Hungary. Both teams finished those games with 10 men. Centre-half Dara O'Shea says this group are waiting for a big result.
Of course, I think, you know, this group and this team are kind of waiting for that special result against a big team that, you know, I've been working hard towards. And yeah, tomorrow's an opportunity to do that. You know, like the boss has touched on, there's massive belief in the squad. We really have to have that. And we're going into the game knowing exactly what we need to do. You know, I think everyone's well briefed. And yeah, it's a one-off game against Portugal, do you know what I mean? At the Aviva, there's no better conditions for it, you know, the back in front of our home crowd. What an opportunity for us. And yeah, I think everyone, you know, is really looking forward to stepping out there tomorrow night and showing what they got and fighting for the country.
Heimir Hallgrímsson says he doesn't want the referee to be influenced by the big personalities of the Portuguese players and staff. In the game in Lisbon, Cristiano Ronaldo missed a penalty after Dara O'Shea was adjudged to have handled the ball in the box. Hallgrímsson felt Ronaldo was controlling the referee and the stadium that night.
Yeah, it's obviously up to the referee if he takes part in a play. But the thing in Portugal, he was not only controlling the referee, he was controlling the whole stadium, so all the fans supported his actions, and the referee just kind of played along. I hope it will be the vice versa now when we are in Aviva. Obviously, a player shouldn't be refereeing. It should be the officials doing the refereeing. And I hope that the people here will see that and recognize. If they want to affect the game, they shouldn't at least affect the referee.
However, Ronaldo believes the Ireland boss is just taking some of the pressure away from his players.
Really?
Do you feel that you deserve?
I think he tried to play to take the pressure for the... Well, I think he tried to make pressure to the referee, because for sure he's a smart guy. He knows where they can push. I'm in a game so many years, I know how the coach thinking and how they try to make pressure, or they take away the pressure from their players. It's normal, because they know if they lost tomorrow, they are out. So they try to make things around the game to try, you know, to do things. But as I said before, we have to be prepared for a tough game. I think will be very similar that the game that they play in Lisbon, and they have the chance, you know, they are a good team, so we are prepared. I think Portugal we're going to do the good game, and we're going to win the match.
Ireland will have to do without top scorer Evan Ferguson. Johnny Kenny, Troy Parrott and Adam Eade are the options in attack. Hallgrímsson says they'll be key if Ireland are to get anything out of the game.
Different kind of players, and Johnny Kenny is also a third option, different kind of players, so it's good to have different kind of strikers. So what the game needs, where the space is, do we need the physicality of Adam? are we getting in crosses, he's good there, or do we need the runs in behind, which is the quality of both Troy and Johnny. So it's just how the game will be played. Is we can soon see which striker is fitting best, do we need to make a change, etc. So now they have different qualities for sure, and yeah, hopefully they will be ready once called upon.
There's also places up for grabs at left back and in central midfield. Josh Cullen will start in the centre of the park, but with Jason Malumbi, Jason Knight and Will Smallbone all unavailable, many people are tipping Jack Taylor to get the nod, but Halgrimson hasn't ruled out handing a first cap to Connor Coventry.
Yeah, one of them. He's been more or less in our squad, so he knows what we want, how we want to play. Like you said, he's been playing at Ipswich for the last games. Good to have a few games under his belt. He's been struggling with rhythm at his club. Now he's got some games, and he knows exactly what we expect. We called in Connor Coventry last camp as well, so he was with us in these games. Again, a good solid midfielder playing all games for Charlton. So a few good options, and then we have maybe more attacking midfielders as well, but we have options and can change the game with changing midfielders. Yes.
Seamus Coleman was recalled for the last game against Portugal, and he brought his usual experience and leadership into the team. Coleman worked with Portugal manager Roberto Martinez at Everton, and he was full of praise for the Donegal man as well as former Ireland midfielder James McCarthy.
Well, in general, I think it's not fair for me to speak about Seamus because I love him to bits. Obviously, I enjoyed being alongside him, and I saw the best right back in the Premier League in the season 2013-14. So anything that I can say is going to be quite biased. I think now you can see the experience. He uses the experience well. He's always communicating. He's always organising players. I think he's somebody very, very important in the setup. I'm just glad that James McCarthy is not playing, because he's a player that I wouldn't like to play against. But obviously, Seamus is still a very important part of this setup. Not for what he's going to do on the pitch, because we all know what he can do, but I know what he brings in the dressing room as well, and that can be as special as important in the national team.
Of course, Portuguese captain Cristiano Ronaldo played with Ireland assistant manager John O'Shea at Manchester United. Ronaldo says he has many friends here in Ireland.
Well, if I see him around, of course, he was a guy that I play so many years together. I have a very good relationship with him. Not only him, but some Irish people I have some relations. And it's good. It's always good to be back here. The people is always nice with me. So I repeat, I hope they don't boo again against me tomorrow.
Ronaldo is yet to win in Dublin with Portugal. He lost 1-0 at Lansdowne in a friendly in 2005, a game John O'Shea played in. And he was part of the team that drew nil-all with Stephen Kenny's Ireland side 4 years ago. The five-time Champions League winner believes Ireland will cause his side problems.
Tough, very tough game. They're going to try hard, like us. But we know, so if we get points, we are in World Cup. So the Irish, they need win, they need other results, and they need the last games. But they have chance. We have to respect that. And this kind of games, you know, this culture of national teams, they are tough. They are very difficult to play against them.
Portugal boss Roberto Martinez knows that playing for their national team means everything to the Irish players, but he says his side will be well prepared for it.
It's not just the threat. I think Ireland, a very well organised team, very structured, is a team that they can, they look very well synchronised. At times it's difficult to get teams at national level where you know that you got 2-3 days to work, that you could have that synchronisation, and I think it's down to the meaning of playing for Ireland. I think the players, they're really committed. I think the coach gives very clear instructions, and what we saw in Lisbon, very well organised team, defending with a lot of intelligence as well. But I think we're going to see another side tomorrow. I think we're going to see that Ireland can be a team dangerous on the ball as well, that they're attacking threat. Yeah, they use very well the dead ball situations, especially the throw-ins in the final third and the corners, as you can imagine. They got system with three centre halves with a lot of presence in both boxes. So that's a big part of this Irish team. But if I was going to highlight something, it's probably the purpose and the passion that they have to represent the Irish jersey.
Kickoff at 7:45. You can follow all the action from 7 o'clock on Off the Ball with John Duggan. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Stewie Byrne at the stadium for live updates and analysis all the way through to 10 o'clock.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Elsewhere in the European qualifiers tonight, England manager Thomas Tuchel says he won't be tempted to experiment in their World Cup qualifier against Serbia. England have already qualified for the World Cup and still have to play Albania on Sunday, but Tuchel is keen to make sure standards don't drop.
I didn't feel us experimenting in the last two camps, and we will not start in this camp. This is a package of three camps. We take it serious. It's World Cup qualifiers, home match. We're here to win. We want to build on what we built.
Albania are away to Andorra in the other game in that group. In Group D, France can secure their spot at next year's tournament with a win at home to Ukraine. Azerbaijan take on Iceland, who can still catch Ukraine in second place. In Group I, Norway are almost guaranteed to return to the World Cup for the first time since 1998. They host Estonia and Oslo. They have a much better goal difference to Italy, who look consigned to another year in the playoffs. Italy face Moldova away from home tonight. Meanwhile, the final qualification spot is up for grabs in Africa as well. Nigeria take on Gabon in one semi-final. It's Cameroon against DR Congo in the other. The two winners of today's games will then meet in Morocco on Sunday to decide which country advances to the playoff tournament, which will feature two finals. The winners of the two semi-finals between the unseeded teams will face two seeded teams, with the eventual winners securing two spots at the World Cup. The African playoff winners will join Bolivia and New Caledonia, as well as teams from Asia and CONCACAF at the Six Nations playoff tournament during the international match window in March of next year. The Aviva Stadium will host seven games at Euro 2028, five group games, as well as a quarterfinal and a last 16 clash. Ireland will play all of their group games at Lansdowne Road if they qualify directly. The tournament will be co-hosted by England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. There was an official launch in London last night. Cardiff will host the opening clash on the 9th of June. The final will take place at Wembley in London on the 9th of July. UEFA has previously confirmed places at the tournament will be reserved for the two best ranked host nations who don't automatically qualify. That means if two of England, Wales and Scotland reach the finals, Ireland are guaranteed to be there regardless of how the qualifiers go. Qualifying directly means the host nations get to play all of their group games at home. St. Pat's midfielder Chris Forrester joined Owen Sheehan on last night's football show. The 32-year-old midfielder has been long regarded as one of the best players in his position in the league. He was called up to the Irish squad in 2016 but didn't make an appearance. The three-time FAI Cup winner returned to Inchicore after spells in England and Scotland in 2019, and he says that the abuse from the terraces can sometimes go a little bit too far.
I do like a little bit of stick. I'm getting tagged in some amount of pictures of Harry Wood doing choking actions and stuff. It's all good. It's all fun. Like, you know, I just think that people need to just realise what they're doing and, you know, just take a second to think about what you're doing. A little bit of stick is okay. I don't mind a bit of banter stick. But yeah, it's just people need to realise it's only getting football at the end of the day as well.
Is that level of vitriol present here in the league?
For the stick?
Yeah, and what you're seeing online.
Yeah, to be fair, I had a stinker. We beat Shells, and Shells hadn't got a couple of results, but they were going for the league.
Yes.
So when I was walking off the pitch, I was like, ah, they're choking. There's like a couple of fans are giving me six eyes, like, ah, you're choking and choking. So turned out I had to eat humble pie. He ended up going winning the league, and Harry had a good season this year and stuff. So, well, I don't mind that bit of stick. That's a good bit of stick. Like,
that is good. That's
can bounce back off each other, but it can get a bit personal in the league because it's so quiet sometimes in stadiums as well. You can hear everything. Sometimes it's coming from your own fans, which makes it even a bit weirder, but it's not. There's not much ill-mannered stick, but sometimes people take a bit overboard. I think it's all good faith. It's intended to be fun, and
yeah,
now some people do cross the line, but you know that's when they kind of need to be pulled back a little bit. But I do like a little bit of stick.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so for free in your OTB Football podcast stream. And Manchester United continued their 100% start to this season's Women's Champions League. They beat PSG 2-1 at Old Trafford last night. Fridolino Rolfo scored the winner for United past Mary Earps on her return to Manchester. Holders Arsenal lost 3-2 away to Bayern Munich despite leading 2-0 at half-time. Ireland captain Katie McCabe started the game and played 75 minutes of it. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.